War of the Ring vs. Star Wars, Rebellion in 2026, which two-player epic wins? Kenji here. One clean decision at a time and the whole table becomes easier. Buy War of the Ring for a dedicated pair that wants Tolkien's entire war, political awakening, card-driven timing, and the unbearable pressure of the Fellowship Hunt. Buy Star Wars, Rebellion for hidden-based deduction, missions, production, and a more immediately cinematic teach. Both are magnificent. Rebellion is easier to recruit for, while War of the Ring offers the deeper ritual. War of the Ring vs. Star Wars. Rebellion can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The host teaches each faction's victory condition, action dice or command system, hidden movement, combat, cards, and the one track that ends the game. The cabinet's test is whether one side hides a fragile hope while the stronger empire spends actions searching, mustering, and crushing the map before time escapes. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which War of the Ring vs. Star Wars, Rebellion should you buy? Buy War of the Ring for a dedicated pair that wants Tolkien's entire war, political awakening, card-driven timing, and the unbearable pressure of the Fellowship Hunt. Buy Star Wars, Rebellion for hidden-based deduction, missions, production, and a more immediately cinematic teach. Both are magnificent. Rebellion is easier to recruit for, while War of the Ring offers the deeper ritual. The first box should let the host teaches each faction's victory condition, action dice or command system, hidden movement, combat, cards, and the one track that ends the game. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For War of the Ring vs. Star Wars, Rebellion, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the players, learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Both games are long, asymmetric, rules dense, and best with the same opponent returning. Neither is a casual event game purchase. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing War of the Ring vs. Star Wars, Rebellion actually feel like? War of the Ring splits attention between armies, nations, corruption, companions, action dice, event cards, and the secret movement of the Fellowship. Rebellion hides the rebel base while leaders attempt missions, fleets move, systems gain loyalty, and the Empire searches with overwhelming production but limited time. Both create stories through asymmetry. One side has material power. The other wins by time, secrecy, and making the stronger player spend actions in the wrong places. The lasting hook is that one side hides a fragile hope, while the stronger empire spends actions searching, mustering, and crushing the map before time escapes. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: use labeled faction trays, card holders, a large clear table, and a turn summary sheet for each side. Schedule at least 4 hours for first game. In Rebellion, verify probe card handling. In War of the Ring, review hunt, politics, and card timing before setup. Teaching plan: teach each side's victory condition first, then the shared round, then side-specific systems. Give the new player the faction whose fantasy excites them. Do not interrupt every imperfect move. Explain consequences at the end of the action. Before cleanup, photograph the full map, faction pools, action dice or leaders, hidden information area, decks, political or loyalty state, and victory tracks. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Rebellion is the cleaner cinematic thriller. War of the Ring is the denser mythic simulation. Twilight Struggle is leaner and more abstract. These two are special because the board, cards, miniatures, and hidden information all serve a familiar story without requiring the story to unfold the same way. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to rules weight, hidden movement pressure, combat frequency, asymmetric burden, session length, lore payoff, and whether the same pair will replay. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read The Matrix as a table-fit tool for War of the Ring versus Star Wars. Rebellion. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Accessible epic Star Wars. Rebellion, best first asymmetric event game. Deep ritual War of the Ring, best for the pair that wants repeated study. Refine Rise of the Empire, add after several base Rebellion games. Later Warriors of Middle-earth, add only after the base Watar factions feel mastered. Host, schedule the rematch. Both games become dramatically better with a returning opponent. The stopping rule matters. War of the Ring's card timing and political map are less immediately transparent, while Rebellion's mission and hidden base loop is easier to pitch. Rise of the Empire is an excellent Rebellion expansion, but should follow several base games. Warriors of Middle-earth is even more clearly a later specialist layer. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For War of the Ring vs. Star Wars, Rebellion, Edition, Language, Seller, Included Contents, and Exact Product Code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner spend actions on the win condition. Armies and missions are tools. Do not let spectacle replace the actual clock. Regular, create false information. Threaten several routes or possible bases so the stronger side divides attention. Advanced, read the action economy. Track which dice, leaders, or missions remain before committing a vulnerable move. Expert, play the opponent, not only the map. A repeated pair develops habits, exploit expectations, and then change the rhythm. Debrief the reveal or hunt decision that broke the stalemate. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about rules weight, hidden movement pressure, combat frequency, asymmetric burden, session length, lore payoff, and whether the same pair will replay. What is the real table, hosting and solo commitment? Hosting. Teach each side's victory condition first, then the shared round, then side-specific systems. Give the new player the faction whose fantasy excites them. Do not interrupt every imperfect move. Explain consequences at the end of the action. Solo. Neither box is a default solo recommendation. Both derive their tension from hidden plans and asymmetric human pressure. Controlling both sides reveals information the design expects one opponent to conceal. The invisible budget is a large table, long teach, component sorting, hidden information, rules ownership, 3+ hours, and a regular opponent who enjoys losing with a story. That workload predicts whether War of the Ring versus Star Wars. Rebellion returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Both games are long, asymmetric, rules dense, and best with the same opponent returning. Neither is a casual event game purchase. War of the Ring's card timing and political map are less immediately transparent, while Rebellion's mission and hidden base loop is easier to pitch. Rise of the Empire is an excellent Rebellion expansion, but should follow several base games. Warriors of Middle-earth is even more clearly a later specialist layer. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints: packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the "who should skip it" verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout military victory, is not the only or usual rebel or free people's plan. A first game's length does not predict the experienced pair's pace. Expansions do not fix a base game that the pair has not learned to enjoy. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for War of the Ring vs. Star Wars: Rebellion is the safer first epic. War of the Ring is the grail recommendation for a pair willing to study and replay. Add Rise of the Empire after the base Rebellion loop is familiar. Leave Warriors of Middle-earth until War of the Ring's base factions and card windows already feel like a shared language. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options: War of the Ring 2nd Edition on Amazon, War of the Ring, Warriors of Middle-earth on Amazon, Star Wars, Rebellion on Amazon, Star Wars, Rebellion, Rise of the Empire on Amazon. Final verdict: Rebellion is the safer first epic. War of the Ring is the grail recommendation for a pair willing to study and replay. Add Rise of the Empire after the base Rebellion loop is familiar. Leave Warriors of Middle-earth until War of the Ring's base factions and card windows already feel like a shared language. Frequently asked questions: which is easier, War of the Ring or Star Wars? Rebellion? Rebellion is easier to pitch and usually easier to teach. Which has more strategic depth? War of the Ring offers the denser long-term study, though both reward repeat play. Are these good at more than two players? Both support team variants, but their strongest identity is a dedicated two-player duel. Should I buy Rise of the Empire immediately? Number play the base game several times, then add it to refine combat and mission variety. Does War of the Ring need expansions? Number the base box is already a complete, deep campaign. Which should a Star Wars or Tolkien fan buy? Choose the universe you can recruit the same opponent to revisit.